Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our tiny planet, plus what we can look for in our dark island skies. We're tapping into the expertise of Christopher Phillips. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's on tap this week?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be back. This week, Stargazers, Jupiter can be seen in the southwestern skies till it sets in the west around midnight. Saturn is also visible right through till the early morning. Our moon this week will be waning, meaning that by week's end, we can look forward to a return of star-filled dark skies here in the island.
There's an exciting space mission that has an event coming up tomorrow, and it also involves a team effort on Mauna Kea down here on Earth.
That's right. It may come as a surprise to some folks, but the backbone of any deep space mission to the outer planets are support observations made by ground-based telescopes here on Earth. The observatories of Gemini and Subaru, atop Mauna Kea, have been providing this mission-critical support to NASA's Juno spacecraft as it visits the mighty Jupiter. Last week saw some spectacular images of Jupiter taken by Gemini using their near-infrared imager. And tomorrow, as Juno prepares to perform another close flyby of Jupiter, both Gemini and Subaru will swing into action to image the giant planet.
And you would think that spacecraft would be doing all the work.
Yeah, we normally think of deep space probes using their cutting-edge sensors and images to provide all the important data, and to a degree that's mostly true. But those sensors need targets, and ground-based observatories can provide a list of potential targets for space-based missions.
Provide some context to larger picture of what's happening.
Totally. It's great having a space probe in situ that's able to collect data, but awesome tools like Gemini's adaptive optics system can help add to the incredible data we receive.
And Subaru was able to image areas of Jupiter that the spacecraft wasn't able to, right?
Yes, Subaru was able to use an instrument called the Cooled Mid-Infrared Camera, or COMICS, which was able to image the Great Red Spot and the surrounding atmospheric features.
And how come the Juno couldn't do that?
Juno can do it, but its orbit takes it over a select path above the planet.
I get it. And so tomorrow, another big day, and this would be a big day for who? The NASA folks, or the people here at Mauna Kea, or just the spacecraft itself?
It's going to be a big day for everybody. In fact, Gemini is already taking data from Jupiter in the lead-up to tomorrow's flyby. This will help guide the science that Juno will have to perform as it soars over the turbulent atmosphere.
It's Christopher Phillips. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.